B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Hey, this is messed up, man. A distance runner was killed by lightning as he was about to cross the finish line for a 50-kilometer race in southeast Kansas. His name is Thomas Stanley. He was less than a quarter mile from finishing the Flat Rock Trail race at Elk City State Park when he was struck by lightning Saturday, said the race director, Carolyn Robinson.
Do you think there are any chance that God was betting on someone else in the race?
She said the day started off hot and sunny before a small storm hit the area without warning. Robinson said Stanley was struck the moment the storm blew in. While some racers, including a doctor, attempted CPR, others in the crowd jumped in their vehicles and drove to a straight stretch of road that leads to the finish line so other runners could get inside and out of the storm.
This is one of those moments where you're like, how? What? You know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
of all the places to hit,
it's astronomical.
Yeah.
The numbers. Race organizers said in a Facebook post that Stanley was included as a finisher in the final results because although he didn't cross the finish line,
parts of him did.
He completed the full distance. The results show that he came in 11th out of 104 competitors. His wife was presented the finisher award that he would have received.
Yeah, right? Thank you very much.
Yeah.
This really compensates for having him vaporized.
The couple had three children.
Oh, my God.
All right, when Sterling Heights police pulled over Michael Axelson, they expected to see if he was driving under the influence, not see him show off his inner gymnast. Police attempted to conduct a field sobriety test on the man, but he proved that he was intoxicated. And he proved, so in his own mind, he thought, but that he was not intoxicated by doing the splits for them.
So does the split indicate that you're 100% sober?
In a dash cam video.
I've seen people who are very drunk do splits.
From police, one officer greets him on the driver's side of the window and says if he had a license or ID. The man admits he has neither. He said, how much have you had to drink tonight? And he said, not sure. Not enough where I shouldn't be driving, sir, while he was slurring his words. He then becomes incoherent, unable to answer the questions about where he was coming from. After they got his name and birth, the two officers had him get out of the van. They said, you think you're in any condition to do some field sobriety tests for me real quick? He says, if you want me to, I will. The officer orders him to walk in a straight line. He then asks Axelson if he has any leg injuries. He said, I don't think so. I can go like this. And then he did the splits.
So I assume from there they moved on to the two-step, right?
Right. One of the officers says, that's very impressive. And then they busted him. This is his eighth arrest for drunk driving, by the way.
I wonder how many times he's rolled out the split to get out of that.
A woman has been arrested in connection with her partner's disappearance after authorities found a severed human head in a box.
Hmm.
According to Spanish news outlet, the woman was handed a box from a neighbor 2 months ago in Cantabria, Spain. The 61-year-old told authorities she opened the box 2 days after receiving it because of a strong stench. Emergency services confirmed the woman had to be treated by health professionals because she suffered an anxiety attack. Investigators have not revealed what condition the severed head was in, and the identity of the individual is unknown.
You ever have those times, though, where you don't know what to get someone?
Yeah. The Civil Guard are treating the neighbor as a suspect, and as the remains found may be linked to another missing person.
Who's in the box?
Yeah. All right. And then one last story. IHOP has to recoup their losses from their annual all-you-can-eat pancake deal somehow. A group dining at an IHOP restaurant in North Carolina reportedly became violent after learning that their refills of orange juice weren't free. And the incident took place just before noon last Thursday. The group had reportedly damaged restaurant property upon learning of the orange juice charges.
So it's all you can eat pancakes. It's not all you can drink orange juice.
Exactly. And they even assaulted an IHOP manager who sustained non-life-threatening injuries.
Over orange juice?
As of the weekend, the police department was trying to identify the family with the help of the restaurant's surveillance footage. IHOP has since released a statement condemning the guest's violent actions. So, yeah, some people don't get it.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Kyler Bourgeois.
Kyler Bourgeois?
I think it's Bourgeous.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Bourgeois.
Kyler Bourgeois.
It's bougie.
Was gored and trampled by a bison at Antelope Island State Park in June. This is in Utah. Recently, Bourgeois was on a date. He was on a date at the same park when he watched it happen again. His date, Kylie Davis, said she wasn't trying to get a selfie or antagonizing the animal in any way. Instead, she was trying to get out of the way of some bikers. Said, all of a sudden, I see the bison charging me, so I start running towards the lake away from it, and it flipped me up. She hit the ground, fracturing her ankle, and her thigh gushed of blood from where the bison gored her.
Yeah, so I was watching this story the other night, and both my wife and I had the same reaction. If it happened to you there, why did you take her there?
Yeah, through the pain, she remained calm as she braced for a second attack. She said he was going to do the whole thing again. He was doing the whole paw thing, digging up the dirt like he was going to charge at me again. And she remembered what Bourgeois had told her about this, his own attack, and she didn't move. She said, I've heard from him, his story, just say, stay still so it doesn't come charging at you again. And that worked. The animal left her alone, and Bourgeois was there to help Davis through it. He said, my heart just drops because I know the pain. I was holding her head and squeezing her hand. And when, wouldn't it be weird if I was holding her hand and squeezing her head? When Bourgeois was gored, he suffered from a collapsed lung, broken ribs, and internal injuries.
Wow. Hey, I just did something last year. I think you're going to enjoy it.
Right.
I got gored by a bison.
Now that Davis is recovering from the attack, the two are able to laugh about the extremely unlucky odds.
She was, oddly enough, so she's from her hospital bed. She's recounting the whole story, and she's smiling, and she's in good spirits. So.
Yeah. Utah State Park officials say to stay as far away from bison as possible, backing away slowly if you do encounter one. Sometimes mistakes can actually lead you to better places than you planned. Cade Lovell, who's 9 years old of St. Cloud, Minnesota, was expecting to run a 5K version in the St. Cloud Francis Franny Flyer in Sartell, but he missed a turn, and he ended up finishing first in the 10K version of the race.
No, yeah, he ran the 10K.
He ran twice as far, won. He beat everybody. The kid's 9 years old.
That's awesome.
He beat a field of competitors where the next youngest person was in their 20s. The boy's time was just over 48 minutes. Wow. He says that he trains 3 times a week and is planning to compete in the Junior Olympics in the winter.
And the kid's adorable.
Somebody like that will probably go on to be an Olympic champion.
Sure, sure.
A story like that.
I love the story. It was a Belarus that got totally thrown off on course.
He went the Flyers thing.
Yeah, down to the shore. It was a 5K. He went the wrong way and ended up running like 5K. All right, listen to this. A professional dancer caused scare at Beaumont Hospital in Michigan on Monday night when she had a panic attack while getting zombie makeup done.
Mm.
And her look at the hospital put the entire staff on high alert. She looked like the makeup had made it look like the bottom half from her nose down was ripped off.
Okay. Oh, wow.
So, Jai Fears is her name. She's no stranger to makeup. She toured with Aretha Franklin, Charlie Wilson, and others as a backup dancer, so makeup wasn't a big deal. But something happened on Monday as she was getting makeup done for a Halloween marketing campaign. She says, it literally just shot up to my brain, and it caused, like, a bad reaction. We were getting ready to do a photo shoot to do some marketing for Glam Gore for people who want to get their makeup done for the Halloween season. She was 3 hours into her makeup job when Jai had a panic attack. She was rushed to the hospital, but still wearing the makeup, and the hospital staff went on high alert because they thought this woman had her face ripped off. So she says, they said, let's get her back into trauma. Now she's probably going into shock. She's not making any sense. The level one trauma center didn't know then that Fears was wearing the makeup. She says they should have been able to figure it out, though. She said, I didn't say anything because I just assumed that they could see that it was fake. Beaumont, can't comment on individual patients, but they did issue a statement that said the emergency room is not a place for fun and games. They see many patients with severe medical issues where lives are at stake, and doctors need to be able to focus on those patients with true emergencies.
I would love to see the picture of this.
Yeah.
See if you can find the photo, Marissa. There it is.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So it looked like she was going to, they had dragged her from a car on her face or something like that.
Oh.
Wow. All right. Let's see. A Memphis man was arrested after police say he lied about being carjacked so he didn't have to tell his wife about his infidelity. On Monday night, officers were called to where they met Anthony Thomas. The man claimed that 2 men carjacked him while he was sitting inside his vehicle. After running the license plate information, police discovered that the vehicle had actually been towed several hours before Thomas claimed that he was carjacked.
It's weird that somebody with a tow truck carjacks you.
Yeah, officers confronted him with the information, and that's when Thomas confessed making up the entire story. He reportedly told authorities that he lied so that his wife wouldn't learn that he was cheating on him. And Thomas was charged with filing a false police report. All right, we'll do one last story and then wrap it up. A 10-year-old was found this weekend driving a school bus across town in Louisiana.
My God.
The child rode his bike to the location where the buses were, and apparently the buses were unlocked, according to police. They said that they were contacted by a concerned citizen who saw a young child driving along in a Jefferson Davis Parish school bus Sunday afternoon.
Buses are hard to drive.
Yeah. They walked over while the child was getting off the bus and began interacting with them in an attempt to distract the child until the police got there. When police arrived, they found out the child was 10 years old and had driven the bus across town from Jennings High School.
Wow.
He was taken into custody and the bus was brought back to the school. The child and his parents could face charges following the incident. The parents could be faced with improper supervision of a child if they are found guilty of that.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.